Before we get into today's episode, our annual NBA opening night doubleheader is Wednesday, October 20th. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and the Celtics are at Madison Square Garden to take on Julius Randle and former Celtic Kemba Walker and the New York Knicks at 7:30 Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Then it's our primetime West Coast game with reigning MVP Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets and Phoenix squaring off against Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and the Suns, last season's Western Conference champions. Two great matchups to tip off the NBA season on ESPN and the ESPN app. One app, one tap. Also, Baldwin on Campus is a new ESPN podcast hosted by Jay Billis, LaFonso Ellis, and Seth Greenberg. These ESPN basketball personalities give you an all-access pass inside the world of college basketball, talking to the biggest names in the sport. That's Baldwin on Campus. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, welcome back to DC and RC. We'll discuss a middleweight main event between Paulo Costa and Marvin Vettori, but first, our draft of athletes that fans love to hate. Now, RC, one thing about Kobe Covington is he gains an emotion. He riles people up. And there are a number of fighters and athletes around the world that do the same thing. So this week, we are going to draft, once again, the fighters or athletes that people just love to hate. So, Ryan, as you complain every single week, we'll have our friend Corporate Jake back to clearly lay out the rules of the draft that I am more than willing to abide by. Corporate Jake.
Corporate Jake left us. So we have a...
He done left.
Yeah, so we got a snake draft format, right? So I go, DC goes. I go, DC goes. We also have to select three MMA fighters, two non-MMA fighters. Also, no athlete can be selected twice. And I say this because every time we do a list that's a snake draft, all the people get on you. You're a casual, RC. You're a casual. Look at your list.
You do a good job.
The problem is you take my people sometimes because Corporate Jake gets my list of people I want to give, and he gives them to you so the MMA fighter doesn't look bad.
You think he's telling me?
He absolutely tells me.
Well, let's just say for the record, a few people have said that I've thrown a draft or two to try to help you, when in reality, you won one. You only won one. So, Ryan, this is the thing, right? It's football season. You're all over. So you're the pretty girl at the prom right now. And if Corporate Jake doesn't want to join us, we'll do it ourselves. So, RC, I'll let you choose first. Who's the first fighter that people love to hate?
So I'm going to start this. The first fighter that people love to hate, and whether you disagree or not, it's the truth, even though I love him, is Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor is number one. The people show up, right? They're the people who are there, who have the Ireland flag. They're the people who are there, who have the accent, and who love Conor McGregor. And now there's the whole other side that just show up, that just tune in to see him lose. He went from being the guy that was lovable and that was brash, but that was honest and that was able to foretell the future, to now the dude that sits on the floor or sits on the mat and talks about your wife. Or the dude that talks about what his DMs look like. And it's hard to like that dude or love him.
He punched somebody in the face just a couple days ago. He done punched a DJ in the face. Could you imagine Conor McGregor tell you, hey, man, let's hang out. We're going to go party. And then by the end of the night, you leave with a broken nose.
Hey,
like, what is happening?
So Conor McGregor has to be number one. I'm winning already. DC, you're up.
No, RC, you're winning, yes, because you chose Conor McGregor. He's the big. But guess what? I got one for you. Michael Bisping.
Golly.
Maybe. Hey, Michael the Count Bisping.
It's right there, DC. It's right there.
You may love Michael today, but let's not forget how you felt about Michael before. RC. Michael Bisping spit on somebody. Michael Bisping won a fight and spit on someone. Bisping was the guy that everybody hated. Bisping was a guy that recognized very early that it did not matter what your opinion was. It did not matter what type of emotion you pushed out. As long as there was an emotion, hate, love, don't matter. Michael Bisping got to it. He got right into your soul and made you want to see him get beat. That's why when Dan Henderson knocked him out the way that he did,
everybody was fired up.
People were so happy.
Yep.
Because Michael Bisping drove people crazy. There you go. Michael Bisping. And then guess what?
You're back up.
Because it's a snake draft, I get to go again. And Corporate Jake just whispered in my ear, he's back now. At number two, I'm gonna tell you another guy people hated. People hated him in fighting. People loved when he used to get beat up, and people hated him when he tried to become a politician. Tito Ortiz, son. People hated
Bro, you must have
Tito
Googled.
Ortiz.
You Googled. No, what's RC gonna say?
I didn't Google it. No, Tito Ortiz, the Huntington Beach bad boy. People hate Tito, bro. I don't understand why they hated him and they hate him today. They hate Tito at a different level. They made Tito Ortiz stop being the mayor of Huntington Beach or whatever he was. He was not qualified for the job.
He was not.
But it did not last long. So, yes, at number two, Tito Ortiz, the Huntington Beach bad boy.
So, at number two, because it's my turn now, at number two, I got a guy that has really tricked and fooled the world into thinking that he was a good human, into really thinking that, you know what, this guy is lovable, he's sweet, all of these different things. But as you watched his career go on, especially now that he's retired, we're seeing that less and less people love this dude. I may be one of the very few who still love this dude or even love this guy more than people loved him when he's fighting. At number two, the person, the MMA fighter that people love to hate, I'm going with Daniel DC Cormier.
I used to get booed so bad, son. Every time I would hit that curtain, I would just get booed so bad. I never understood why. I don't understand why. I just would get booed so bad. So guess what? I don't want to put myself on the list, but Ryan, yes, people absolutely love to hate me. It was bad.
It was bad. I couldn't even understand why, because you were a Louisiana boy. I was like, this dude's authentic. Like, why is everybody getting on him because he cried? Like, he cried because he cared. But people just hated you, bro. Was what it was.
It was bad, son.
So I'm back up at number three.
Yep.
I'm going to be the first person to go off of the MMA UFC. At number three, Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't even think of Floyd.
Floyd Mayweather made his – so think about this. Let's go back to when Floyd's fighting Morales and Floyd's fighting at a smaller weight class where he's knocking people out, right, where he's still aggressive, where he still fights offensively. Floyd was one of the best in the world, but nobody knew. Floyd wasn't making this money. So now Floyd moves up, and he starts to do the 24/7s. He starts to do the behind the scenes. And he is always the heel, right? He's always the villain. Talking about Arturo Gatti, right? Talking about Ricky Hatton. Whoever it was, he made sure the buildup to the fight was about him being the bully, about him being the bad guy, about him only wanting money. And the pay-per-view numbers began to rise and rise and rise. Not because people tuned in to watch Floyd Mayweather win, because people tuned in to see Floyd Mayweather lose. And that is the height of loving to hate an athlete.
You want me to give you one?
Go ahead.
Want me to give you one? Oh, so we're going off of MMA? Because I've got some more MMA guys. Like, I've got one that's going to come a little bit later. But I got to give you one right now before you take him. I wasn't planning on taking him at three, but you're going to get him. My man Sage the TD Garden Arena. Kyrie Irving.
Dog, are you serious?
Bro, I don't know why.
Kyrie was walking around with Sage, bro.
Kyrie did Sage the TD guard. Like, hey, dog, every morning I watch First Take and I see people hating on Kyrie. So it's like, yes, people love to hate my man Kyrie. When Kyrie said all he wanted to do is ball. So at number three, I got my man Kyrie Irving. And I still don't know why. People hate Kyrie. Kyrie can be a little bit weird at times, but a lot of people can be weird. So at number three, I'm taking my man Kyrie. At number four, RC, I just need to take Kyrie before you took him. I know you was about to. At number four, I'm going back to mixed martial arts.
Okay.
The original guy. When you only say he's only being himself and that everybody knows that he's like that, we got to just kind of treat him that way. When I walked in the AKA, bro, I was like, God, I can't stand this dude. And then I was like, everybody was like, he's just Koss. He's just being Koss, right? And I was like, oh, man. Josh Koscheck, bro. Blonde hair.
I love Josh Koscheck.
People hated Koscheck, dog. Dog, I have never in my life been in an arena like Canada when we walked out for him to fight George St. Pierre. I've never heard more boos in my entire life. I've never heard anything so loud than when Koscheck hit the curtain against GSP. But it wasn't just against GSP. It was everybody. Josh Koscheck went to Bellator after his UFC run phased out. And when he hit the curtain in Bellator, they booed him. It was like people just love to hate on Koss. So Josh Koscheck is my fourth person that people just love to hate.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So this one, I'm going to have to ask Corporate Jake how this flows, right? Where this guy lands. Is it MMA? Is it non-MMA, right? Now, watch this sleeper, though, DC. And I only brought this out because you went Kyrie.
He trying to cheat. This dude trying to cheat.
Watch this sleeper.
You trying to cheat, bro.
Watch this sleeper.
He actually trying to cheat, dog.
Corporate Jake, DC, at number four, I'm going CM Punk. Game over.
Wait. People love CM Punk.
No.
CM Punk.
Every single fighter in the Diaz brothers. Everybody hated the fact that CM Punk jumped up. No.
Time out.
No. Don't try to discount my list.
What are you using him as? A fighter?
What are we going to count him as? Because he fought, DC. They hated him. They hated him in the UFC. You know it. I know it.
He counts as an MMA representative in this draft.
Oh, he's cheating. He's cheating. You know, Ryan, at times when things don't go my way, and at times when I'm in a tough fight and I need to relax, I will pop onto my couch and I will have my good friend and your good friend, everybody's good friend, Modelo. Guys, you know what makes Modelo special? It's brewed for those with the fighting spirit. And you wouldn't expect anything less from the official beer of the UFC. Modelo was the underdog. It came from humble beginnings and it never gave up. It's brewed from premium hops to create a crisp Pilsner-style lager which set the standard for authentic Mexican beer. So the next time you're tuning into a UFC fight card, make sure you've got the beer that's always in your corner. Modelo, brewed for those with the fighting spirit. Drink responsibly. Beer imported. Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. He's really cheating. Wow, you went to the... I mean, come on, man. All right, man, go ahead.
Okay,
man.
And at number five, you may not agree with this, DC. And I didn't go Kobe Covington because we talked about him. You may not agree with this. But for 20 years, all this man has done is excel. All this man has done is succeed. This man entered his profession with the lofty expectations that no one could ever.
I know. That's who I was going to pick. Man.
No, I think you might be wrong. I think because we might be different. Because you went basketball already. So you could probably have Tom Brady because that's who you're going to pick. I'm going LeBron
James.
James.
Of course. I knew that's what I was going to pick.
Game.
It was LeBron.
Set. Match.
No. It's a wrap. Over, but like, it was my
it's
guy.
A wrap.
I was going to pick LeBron. I was going to pick LeBron too.
Were you?
I was going to pick LeBron.
It's a snake format, which I was wrong about because snake means that you get to go twice back to back. Being that it's a snake format, I got to go CM Punk, right? Which totally wins. Then I got to go LeBron James, which everybody knows.
Oh,
most
God.
People hate LeBron James because of LeBron James fans. They're the most defensive fans that have ever lived in the history of sports. But on the other side of that, people don't want to see LeBron win. I don't know. Maybe it's because they compare him to Michael Jordan. I don't know. Maybe it's because they don't talk about Kobe Bryant being the greatest of all time because they talk about LeBron James. I don't know. But people hate LeBron. Don't nobody want to see LeBron win? And now, when you look at this list, right? Look at the heel I have at number two. How much more awful of a guy can you have at number two?
But then you go and you tell like the guy that I was gonna pick afterwards. Like you go and throw his name out there so that it makes less impact when I say it. It makes less. You're a cheater. My final pick is. I mean,
it sounds like somebody's a sore loser. Sounds
no, because you're because you know who I'm gonna pick. So you know who I'm gonna pick, and then
I don't know.
It's like this guy. It's Thomas Patrick Brady III. I mean, what do you want me to do? It's Tom Brady. People hate winners. And you first off, you took my guy, Ed LeBron, but then you also take the reasons. People hate winners. And can we put Tom Brady's whole name, please? I don't want Tom Brady, Jake. Is there any way to fix that? I want Thomas Patrick Brady.
It's not how graphics work. It's not how graphics work.
Thanks, graphics. Thanks, graphics. I really appreciate it. But Tom Brady. 7 Super Bowl championships. First year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wins a championship. And listen, look, hey, when Thomas Patrick Brady goes to the Bucs, poor Jameis. Hey, Ryan, poor Jameis. They put Jameis out there with the Bucs. He ain't got all the tools.
Nope.
Tom Brady goes to the Bucs. He has every tool known to man, and he wins a Super Bowl.
Crazy.
And Tom Brady not only wins, but Tom Brady also – jumps off the PJ with his boy Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, he do. It was hard.
Kind of laughing and smirking.
It was real hard.
But he's like, Tom Brady's telling you, hate me. I want you to. The more you hate me, the more it pushes me to become great. So, Ryan, as I look at my list.
You lose.
I'm not certain that you win. You seem like you're confident. But, I mean, that is a great list, Ryan DC. Clark, by Daniel Cormier.
DC, that list is average at best. For someone to have been so good at their career, yet so bad at picking lists, is truly astonishing to me. I think this puts me up like 3-2, 4-1 maybe, as we do lists.
If you've won today, which I doubt you have, that would be only your second victory. But Ryan, can I say something? Your list, right? It was surface. It was surface. You didn't have to really dig to get into the list that you got. It was surface, RC.
So when you say you had to dig, DC, mean you had to go to the second tier of athletes who are loved to be hated, right? So what you're basically saying is I picked the top five because it was so easy.
Now you
got like 10 through 15.
Well, I had Ken Shamrock. I had guys like that too, but then I couldn't use them because you started using the big names. So I had to kind of go surface with you, right? Sometimes when I'm being messy, at times you can be a tad bit messy. When you're with someone that's being a tad bit vain, mm-hmm. you know, likes the pretty girl at the prom, at times you can become vain. So I had to be a little bit vain, you know, with you, where I'm just looking at the surface, the skin, looking at the pretty girl like you do, you know. So we can be a bit petty at times.
I won. Period.
I
can't wait to pose
not.
This one.
Well, here's the problem.
I can't wait
you
to pose
can't
this
judge.
One.
You don't get to judge. We have to wait for the fans to decide. And, you know, Ryan, at times when things don't go my way and at times when I'm in a tough fight and I need to relax, I will pop onto my couch and I will have my good friend.
Good friend.
And your good friend. Everybody's good friend. Modelo. Guys, you know what makes Modelo special? It's brewed for those with the fighting spirit. And you wouldn't expect anything less from the official beer of the UFC. Modelo was the underdog. It came from humble beginnings and they never gave up. It's brewed from premium hops to create a crisp, Pilsner-style lager would set the standard for authentic Mexican beer. So the next time you're tuning into a UFC fight card, make sure you've got the beer that's always in your corner. Modelo, brewed for those with the fighting spirit. Drink responsibly. Beer imported. Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. I got to be honest, RC. I'm not certain you won, man. I really do give you credit. It was a good list.
You know what I feel like? You know what I feel like you're saying, DC? This is what this feels like. This feels like you're saying to me that I didn't actually get better at making a list, but I got smarter. And maybe getting smarter is better. Maybe I'm making the crowd feel like
RC.
I'm in more control than I really am. Maybe that's what's happening.
RC, is it safe to say that Paulo Costa might have been number six? Like, is it safe to say that Paulo Costa, or maybe him and Marvin Vettori.
Yes.
Did Paulo Costa and Marvin Vettori barely make the list of guys that people love to hate? So what's better, Ryan, than taking two guys that people love to hate then matching them up? Mm-hmm. Because even though these two are people that have tough personalities, Marvin saying he's smarter but not better, Costa saying that he drank too much wine the night before.
The night before?
Is why he lost to the greatest middleweight of all time. I know, it's crazy. These guys may put their foot in their mouth in terms of media, but when that octagon door closes, they are both absolute savages.
Yeah.
And this weekend, we get these two dudes fighting in the middleweight main event from the Apex. And they're both squarely in the top five and two absolute dogs at 185 pounds.
Yeah, this is the fight that I think you want to get and you have to get, especially after both of these men's last fight comes in losses to Izzy. When you go back to the Marvin Vettori Izzy second fight, Izzy was in total control. He was in more control.
Yeah.
He was in much more control than we saw in the first meeting between these two guys. But also, we thought that Vettori had entered a place in his career where he was ascending, right? Where he was a better fighter than the first time. And I think you see some of that saltiness in his comments after losing that fight, like he was smarter. You know, that's almost saying like, dude, still soft, but you know what? He ran away from me the whole time. And now also in Paulo Costa, when you listen to Dana White leading up to that fight against Izzy, what was the whole thing? He's going to make Izzy fight, right? He's going to make Israel Adesanya have to stand through and fight. And he got ran through. It was one of the more dominant middleweight championship defenses we've ever seen. And so now these two dudes, they got something to prove, right? Not only something to prove in the sense of who they are in the octagon, but in the sense of like, who's the real you, bro? Like, are you a dude that comes to fight? Are you a dude that's prepared? Are you a dude that's going to stand in the octagon and deal with whatever's across from you? Or do you like fluffy circumstances? Do you like having the advantage? Yeah. And can we see, I want to know, can I see the Paulo Costa that we saw before fighting Izzy?
Yeah, you know, this fight is very important for both of these men because you got to stay relevant.
Yes.
When you lose to the champion, you have to do everything to stay relevant. And to get, honestly, Vittori gets the number one ranked guy in the world in his first fight back. And for Costa, he gets to fight a guy in the top five. And if he wins and wins impressively, all he can hope for is changeover.
Right.
Changeover is more important for Marvin Vittori. If Robert Whittaker can beat Izzy, then Vittori becomes a viable contender once again. But if Izzy keeps his belt, it's hard to put Vittori back in there with him with two losses to Adesanya. But it's about relevancy. Both of these guys need this victory to stay relevant. But I just believe that with the styles of these two athletes, they're both so physical, they're both so gifted, that you are guaranteed to have an absolute barn burner of a fight next weekend, or this weekend, in Las Vegas. But Ryan, you know what time it is, baby. It's time, Ryan. It's time to tap in. It's time to tap in and tap out. And Corporate Jake, let's go, baby. My favorite part of the show.
All right, following Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder 3, footage came out where you can hear Wilder say to Fury, "I don't respect you." So, RC, tap in or tap out on the lack of respect shown by Wilder?
I tap out on it. You know, initially, I didn't have an issue with it from the sense of, like, these two dudes have bad blood. These two dudes don't get along. There's been trash talk, and it's absolutely been personal. I at least know from the Deontay Wilder side of it. But in that situation, when you have been beaten like that and also shown such a such heart for the fight, right, such a high level of toughness, and you really gave us, in having that last fight, a trilogy that we'd always remember, when Tyson Fury comes over to squash it, which I thought was a sign of respect, right? That Tyson Fury was finally saying that you were a very, very worthy opponent, to then respond in that way, I think is something I'm going to tap out on, because it's better to just say nothing. It's better to dap him off and move on than to just be like, "I don't respect you."
RZ, I'm tapping in, dog, because guess what? I'm a sore loser. It's like right now, like, if you do win this thing, we probably won't talk until next week because I'm just not messing with
you. We're going to text
like,
about
I don't,
it. Yeah, we're going to
text. I really don't know. I'm just not going to respond. I'm a bad loser, son. I'm a bad loser, RC. It's just the reality is this, though. There are so many emotions going into that fight. Right in the aftermath, I don't need you to hug and kiss me. That's where the issue arises, because guess what? The adrenaline is still rushing through your body, especially once you just got knocked out.
DC, well, how do you explain all the hugging and kissing that goes on in the UFC, the bowing and the standing in front of each other?
They are tripping. Let me tell you this last thing. I hugged Anderson Silva because he fought me on 2 days' notice and he saved my ability to go make money. Yes, Alexander Gustafsson, I had to. Like, when somebody pushes you to that point, what are you going to do? But Deontay got knocked out.
Right.
I'm telling you, to this day, RC, I still don't remember to walk back from the octagon to my locker room when I lost that fight at UFC 214 with Jones. You're still not there. So we don't even know if that's Deontay Wilder, like, coherently telling him, "Nah, man,
so
I don't
DC,
really mess
so,
with
so what
you like
so
that."
What you're saying, DC, so what you're saying about your career is, if you won, you could be respectful. If you lost, you could not be respectful. Is that what you're saying?
Come on, man. I grew up in Louisiana, man. You know, this ain't new to you. I don't understand why you're acting surprised.
This is why you were number two on my list. That's why.
No, I don't even understand why you're acting surprised. You grew up with people like me
Like, yeah, you grew up with a lot of Daniels right down the street.
I did.
Corporate J, give us another subject, man. Come on, Ryan.
Corey Anderson, following his latest win, proclaimed himself the best light heavyweight in the world. UFC light heavyweight champion Jan Błachowicz did not agree. So, DC, tap in or tap out on Jan taking the bait, Corey Anderson?
You know, Jan took the bait. I guess it's a tap in. It has to, right? Because he responded to him.
Mm-hmm.
Corey's doing a good job, though, right? Corey is building momentum and Corey's building interest around him. That's one thing that Corey Anderson has never really done. He's never really fully got what the entire game entails. And it seems like now, with the exciting performances, but also with his ability to talk and kind of draw people into him, he's starting to finally get it. And it seems like right now, he's getting exactly what he needs. And I'm tapping in. Jan, if Jan is the better fighter as the UFC champion, the more high-profile fighter, you just kind of ignore it. But Jan Błachowicz can't, because he knows in the back of his head that Corey does own a victory over him, even though Jan knocked him out violently in New Mexico in the rematch.
Yeah, this is a tap in for me, because if you're Jan, you have to feel like you're constantly fighting for respect, right? This is a dude that, you know, Izzy was talking about fighting John Jones forever, never made that move. Soon as Jan Błachowicz gets the belt, he moves up. Right. He moves up because he has a feeling of, you know what, I can move up and win this fight. And when another dude in a whole nother organization wins his fight against Ryan Bader in impressive fashion, it was quick. Oh. It was violent. Right. It was everything we wanted to be. And when that guy proclaims, you know what, I'm the best doing this at this weight.
Especially after you just knocked him out last year. Right.
Exactly. Like, you got to take that bait.
Come on, man. Corporate Jake, you got one more for us?
Recently taking place at a Dave & Buster's. This footage just so happened to be sent to me of our Daniel Cormier hitting shot after shot, racking up a score of 50 points. So, DC, tap in or tap out that you are unbeatable at Papa Shot.
Well, I tell you this right now. I'm tapping in that I am the Papa Shot champ. Look at Ryan. Look at the wrist flow. Bang, bang, bang. That was, look at that, Ryan. That was a Dave & Buster's record by Daniel Cormier, and there's no way that you beat me, as I started to fatigue a little bit at the end. But look at that. Look at, that's my boy Ray right there. Look at the coaches from the bat, the football team. Everybody is it's like, wow, this dude is so good at basketball. How is he such a fantastic athlete? How does he do this? Ryan Clark, do you think you stand a chance? Because I'm thinking, honestly, at 5'11", 6', I might dunk on you. I mean, I might dunk on you. I mean, I really might dunk on you.
Did you? First off, I'm tapping out. Did you forget about the 265 pounds, too?
It don't matter. Hey, look, Ryan, look at this, Ryan, look at this. Look at this part. The kid was playing me. He was like, hey, the kid was playing me, Ryan. The kid was like, hey, DC, can I play? I was like, put your $20 on the Papa Shot machine, and then you can get some of the smoke.
So one, I'm tapping out, right? Because this is probably the 17th time you actually played the game and the first time you actually made shots. You videoed them all, you saved the videos, and then you put that one up so you can look better, like a better athlete. Like, I'm not stupid. I know how these things work. You basically did it like an IG model. You took 1,000 videos and 1,000 pictures, and you posted.
That was one shot.
You posted the best one. Now, going into you and I, only one of us was an all-metro high school basketball player. Only one of us got MVP votes in his district. Only one of us is a state champion in high school basketball in Louisiana. Let's not think that the guy who was spending his high school free time wrestling folks is going to beat the dude who spent his free time hooping and winning a ring, okay?
Ryan, would you please listen to me? Listen to me, Ryan. I have been called on multiple occasions, a young Karl Malone, the great Louisiana Tech power forward. I have been compared to a young Karl Malone. When I was growing up in Louisiana, on multiple occasions, people have said, Daniel, wow, your turnaround jump shot, your post game, the way you roll off the pick, very reminiscent of Karl Malone.
Daniel, here's how I know you're lying. Nobody sets picks in pickup basketball.
Oh, yeah, right? We do. We said picks at Lafayette.
Why you said picks at Lafayette? Because you're playing with other wrestlers. You only have free time when the other wrestlers have free time. Therefore, the dudes you playing with, they can't play either, DC. Hooping with real hoopers, bro.
I'm a baller. I am an absolute DC, baller.
Y'all boys out there hooping baller. In leotards, so DC.
Man, hate all you want. Hate all you want. I'm an absolute baller. Guys, thank you so much for watching a brand new episode of DC and RC. I'm Daniel Cormier. That's Ryan Clark. And before we go, I got one last thing to say. Chop on, Atlanta Braves. Let's go, baby. 2-0 over the Dodgers. We got it rolling.